This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Next Thursday and Friday, workers at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital will hold a long-awaited union representation election, but with an extra wrinkle. If the 664 eligible workers elect to be represented, they must also choose between two competing unions, the Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers, or SEIU, and the NUHW, the National Union of Healthcare Workers. That's the group that actually filed to force the vote. With both labor groups lobbing charges at each other, along with allegations of anti-union activities by hospital management, a group of local clergy, Democratic Party officials, and unaffiliated labor leaders stepped forward yesterday, offering themselves as a fair election oversight commission for the representation balloting.
The real purpose of it was to assure the employees of Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital that we as community leaders and religious leaders in the community are supporting a free and open election. We wanted to assure the employees that we were against any kind of intimidation whatsoever on the part of the administration or on the part of unions.
Father Ray Decker, a retired priest from San Francisco, now living in Sebastopol, was one of several Catholic clergy who say that Memorial Hospital, which was founded and owned by the Sisters of Orange, is not living up to its church-based ideals in resisting the unionization of its workforce. Hospital spokeswoman Katie Hillenmeyer responds, such criticisms are one-sided and misdirected.
The choice rests with our employees, and we respect the choice that they're making. They'll get that opportunity next week. And we look forward to their decision, and whatever it is, we will respect it.
But Melissa Bonsenko, a nursing assistant in the hospital's oncology unit, who's been active in the NUHW organizing effort, questions the hands-off neutrality of the hospital administration. She spoke with KRCB shortly after emerging from a workplace meeting about the election yesterday afternoon.
It was one of management's voluntary, factual meetings regarding union issues, and it was a paid meeting. We were there on paid time. This is the second meeting that I personally attended. They talked a lot about NUHW. It was pretty obvious to everybody in the room how the information seemed to be slanted in favor of SEIU rather than NUHW, and favorable to no union, most of all.
An SEIU spokesperson contacted by KRCB directed her criticisms at the rival union, not Memorial Management, while touting their own capabilities. Altogether, says Nancy Timberlake, a pro-NUHW technician in the intensive care unit, there's a great deal of conflicting and confusing information swirling around the coming vote.
We've got the hospital that's running its campaign. We've got SEIU running a very aggressive anti-NUHW campaign. And we've got NUHW, who has the majority of hospital support, striving to maintain that support.
The union representation voting next week is sanctioned and monitored by the National Labor Relations Board. The results should be announced Friday night. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.